fellow gamers, and welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. Today we have a very special bonus round draft and tournament where we will be determining the most anticipated games set for release between now and the end of 2023. I am your host, Paul, and he's my pick for most anticipated to draft terrible games in today's draft. It's Josh.
Wait, are you slandering my game takes, Paul?
I gotta preemptively strike, Josh.
Everybody knows I have the best gaming takes. Maybe not food takes. Now, I will concede that, but my gaming takes are top notch.
We'll see how that goes. All right, and our listeners out there might be asking, Paul, you're down to a two-man show. How can you possibly do a draft and tournament? Well, you'd be correct. We have a very special guest host today, the one and only Rye Mastaflex, or more simply, it's Ryan.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Ryan. We're so excited to have you here. This is your first appearance ever on a podcast, right?
It is, and it is weird and awkward.
Just close your eyes and pretend it's just you hanging out with me and Josh. Why don't you tell the listeners, how is it that we're all connected? How do you know us?
Well, my cousin, Nikki, your wife, we'd go over there all the time, on the weekends, and we just gamed and you ended up showing up and we gamed some more, and it was awesome. We just, would play, you know, like you'd talked in your previous podcasts about all the hours and hours we would play, and it was just a blast.
Dude, our teenage years were nothing but eating pizza, yeah, drinking soda, and playing games for like 8 hours every day.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
That sounds so great, doesn't it?
Yep, sure does. All right. So, and Ryan, just so the people can get a sense of what kind of gamer you are, like, what kind of games are you into, or what are a couple of your favorite games? What do you like to play?
You know, I'm a big cinematic, yeah.
Angry Birds, Doodle Jump,
mobile games. I don't know anyone else that likes mobile games around here.
Yeah, so. Good. I like Ryan on the show already.
No, I'm a big. Gosh, one of my favorites growing up as a kid. You know, I was a little before my age that I should have played it, but Metal Gear Solid.
Heck yeah, dude.
You know, that was. I played one. You know, you go and you get those little demo discs that you could just put in, and they have little kind of short areas where you could play. And I played the heck out of that demo, and then I was able to get it for Christmas. And that was one of them, you know, all the multiplayer games we'd play growing up, and old Golden Eyes, and just any of those old school games. And then post-apocalyptic games. I'm a big time on Last of Us, kind of poignant now. I love the first one. Second one was great, but yeah. So that's kind of my style is those types of games. I'm a big single player guy, but I like to dabble in the multiplayer as well.
Oh, nice. This is always fun to bring in a new guest for something like this tournament, because I have no clue what kind of games Ryan is anticipating this year. It's a complete wild card. I love it, because I feel like Josh and I, we kind of already know what we're going to take. I feel like we can probably guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what you're taking. I thought you were going to say that we love bringing in new people so that we can just crush them in these tournaments right away.
That sometimes happens too. All right. So Josh, if anyone here has not heard our draft and tournament format, can you tell them a little bit about how this works?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we have each put together a list, and we are going to draft games from our list. So the way a draft works is, if you're familiar with like fantasy football, basically we are going to take turns picking a game. So I believe the draft order tonight is going to go Ryan with the very first pick, and then it's going to go Paul, and then it'll be me. But because I picked last, I get to pick first in the next round to kind of even out that me being third there. And then it's just reverses. So it'll be me, and then Paul, and then Ryan, and then Ryan, and then Paul, and then me, until we have all picked four games that we are nominating as our most anticipated games for the remainder of 2023. And then what we're going to do is going to face off in a battle to the title, at least. Yeah, we're going to argue our picks until we have to all crown one game the most anticipated game for the rest of 2023.
Yeah, going up March Madness style, we're going to take that bracket, eliminate it down to one round by round, And that'll be our consensus pick for the most anticipated game. Now, we are only making games eligible if they release between the day of this recording and the end of the year, which means we're recording these episodes a little bit out of order, but we're recording this right as Star Wars Jedi Survivor releases. So that game is off the table, but anything after that game is eligible as long as it is either entering early access or exiting early access with an official release in 2023. And that's basically how this is going to work. So I think we're ready to get started. Aww. Anything else we need to cover before we start drafting?
Let's do it.
I can't wait to hear Ryan's picks, man. Ryan, I'm going to apologize up front for any trolling I may do of you for any bad takes.
You can't troll the winner.
Oh, I like it.
So I know our listeners don't know Ryan yet, but Ryan has a bit of a troll streak in him as well.
What?
He loved trolling his other cousin, Anthony, by saying the wrong Metallica lyrics and stuff like that just to get under the skin of other people.
Yes, so he lit me on fire, Josh, because of it.
Give me fuel for the fire.
Yeah, and he lit my arm hair on fire.
All right, Ryan, you get the number one overall pick. You don't get to go again for quite some time because it's pick one and then pick six. So don't screw this one up, buddy. Sure. But what are you going to take with your number one overall pick?
Well, for me, with the number one overall pick, I can't go wrong with the Depths of Hell and Diablo 4.
Diablo 4.
I had a feeling this might go number one. I like it. What makes you want to pick this one, Ryan?
Absolutely. I mean, this game was, and I know I didn't mention it kind of in the opening there, but this was big part of my childhood. Speaking of Anthony, I would literally bring over an old computer tower, Compact Presario 98, and bring it over to Aunt Mary's house, and we would set it up, and we would just land Diablo for just hours and hours and hours and hours, and it was just something that was near and dear to my heart. And Diablo 3 was great. I had a lot of fun with that, but I'm really, really excited about this one coming. It looks fantastic. I played the demo. I know you guys did too, and a lot of the listeners. So I know everyone else is excited about it as well. But yeah, I'm stoked and couldn't pass this one up with number one for sure.
It's probably the safe bet to be one of the best games of the year. Like, there's games with anticipation, but Diablo 4 is like the shoo-in to be like, this game's going to be great. Everybody knows it's going to be great. Everybody's going to love it. It's going to be great. Now, what class did you play in the beta?
I was a sorceress.
Sorceress?
Yeah, I just kind of was just cruising around,
so
just nuking everybody.
Playing OP classes? I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I had in old Diablo 2, you know, in Lord of Destruction and everything, I had, you know, the Amazon, I had a Windforce, you know, Zaun and Barbarians and stuff like that, and I was just, oh man, I was so OP back then, so I'm excited to mess around with it again, for sure.
I feel like with the first pick, that's a good one, because what's the absolute floor of Diablo? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's at least going to be an 8, 8.5, bare minimum.
Yeah.
So that's a really good first overall pick. I respect it. All right. Well, I get the number two overall pick. I feel like this is a draft where there are two clear heavy hitters. So I was kind of okay being number two, because I just said, I'll take whichever one Ryan doesn't take. So since Ryan went Diablo 4, I'm going to take the riskier pick. And I'm going to say Starfield.
Is that the riskier one?
That is way riskier than Diablo.
I don't know about that.
Starfield is one of these games that we've been waiting for such a long time, and we've gotten delays. Bethesda has not had a new IP in 20 years. So this is very long in the making. They are absolutely shooting for the stars with this game, literally. You know, going from Elder Scrolls and Fallout to now we're going to be in space. I can't wait to play it. It's so ambitious, but at the same time, Bethesda has a little bit of a rocky history, at release. So even if this game's not amazing on day one, I think it'll get there. It's just a matter of time. But yeah, for me, Diablo and Starfield were those top two picks.
Starfield was my number one pick. I'm really sad you took that one, Paul. I knew it wouldn't make it. I knew it wouldn't make it to me at three. It was a dream. But I'm going to agree with Paul right now, because I'm going to argue with him later. But for me, I think Starfield is the game that I think the majority of people would probably say, yeah, that's my most anticipated game for the rest of the year. I don't, that's not to say it's going to be the best game. Like, and we should clarify this, right? Like, these picks in this draft are the anticipation of the game. So sometimes we might say, hey, this is going to be the best game of 2023, in my opinion, which is why I'm taking it. Or this is the game that I think has the most hype or anticipation behind it, but maybe it's not necessarily going to be the best game to release in 2023 either. So some different tactics we can take here.
I was just gonna say I love it. I think it's gonna be absolutely fantastic, and I think I don't know what I'd say about the with Bethesda and the not releasing anything. I mean, they've had about 14 re-releases of Skyrim. So
I almost brought that up, man. Like, what about Skyrim Remastered Ultimate?
No, new
Developers
IPs.
Edition.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna say, but I maybe have bought everyone. So,
oh man,
that was like me with Mass Effect. I had so many versions.
Oh my gosh, yes,
had it on 360. I had it on PC DVD. I had to rebuy the remaster collection. All right, to counter one thing you did say, Josh, as far as the heavy hitters.
Wait, we're not arguing already, are we?
I'm just saying, most anticipated, the Game Awards 2022 winner for most anticipated has not yet been drafted. So there are still more heavy hitters out there.
I'm
for
about
sure.
to draft it, Paul. So,
all right. Well, let's hear it. Josh, you get back-to-back picks. How are you going to finish round one?
I'm going to preface this by saying these two picks, one of these is I'm going to pander because I want to win.
Yeah.
And the other one is my personal most anticipated. So that way, I get the heart pick, and then I get the, like, I just want to win this tournament pick. So
which one's coming first?
First
pandering?
Is coming. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm taking Tears of the Kingdom, man. Tears of the Kingdom, boys.
What a surprise.
Oh, it's going to be the best game.
Oh, no integrity. No integrity at all.
How dare you? How dare you? Tears of the Kingdom. I have been touting its virtues for the last 2 weeks, Paul.
6 days. Yeah. There it is.
I will say, the last trailer really got me, man. And then we haven't even talked about this, but we just actually got some hands-on preview news for Tears of the Kingdom, where they've started letting some people play it. And that across the board is just, dude, this is great. Like, everybody is speaking very, very favorably for it. I will admit I was blasé on it at first, but now that we've seen a little bit more of the gameplay and what this game is going to entail, the only strike against Tears of the Kingdom that I can honestly come up with is that it's on the Nintendo Switch, which is 6 years old at this point. You know,
pretty old and lower frame rate, all that jazz. It's not going to look amazing, but it'll play amazing.
And that's the kicker, right? So this is the game that is the testament to, you don't always have to have super good tech, super good graphics. If your gameplay and your game stands on its own, that's enough. And I think Tears of the Kingdom is going to do that hands down.
So looking at the history of the most anticipated game winner at the Game Awards, we have Tears of the Kingdom, which won last year, and it was nominated the 2 years before. So this game is coming out a little later than I think most people anticipated, and that's only built anticipation over time.
You're darn right.
Yeah. Ryan, are you a Zelda fan? Are you looking forward to this one?
Yeah, I mean, I've played a few of them. Obviously, like, I liked Ocarina of Time. That was my Zelda,
that's the
for
best,
sure.
Man. It's
yeah,
the
that's
best
that's
Zelda.
That's my Zelda. I personally, maybe a little bit of a hot take, I'm not the biggest Zelda guy lately. Yeah. I don't know. I just get kind of bored in them, which is weird because I'll play Skyrim for 10 hours, you know, solid, and but like for some reason Zelda just doesn't vibe with me. But I recognize the brilliance in the game, and I still enjoy playing them for sure, and I'll probably pick this one up.
Well, this is a great pick, Josh, because I absolutely would have taken Tears of the Kingdom if you left it on the table.
Right. You know better than that.
Yeah.
I didn't even have it on my list or Starfield.
Oh, well, now nice. I'm really curious to hear. Diablo 4.
Well, no,
because
I knew they
pick.
Would be gone. That's the
I
thing.
Legitimately thought it was going to go Starfield, Tears of the Kingdom, and then I would have taken Diablo at that point. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So now my real pick, and those that know. Those that don't know, you should know. My real pick for one, I mean, truly, I think this might be my most anticipated game is Baldur's Gate 3. Now, yeah. I know that's not going to resonate with Paul a whole lot or Ryan. Ryan, have you ever played Divinity Original Sin 2?
I did not play that one. No.
Oh boy.
I know you guys talk about it a lot.
I'm going to start trying to sell you on that game because I do that to everybody, but
it won't take much to sell me. Trust me.
Baldur's Gate 3 is the Larian Studios. This is the next game that they've been spending the last, I don't know, it feels like decade, but it's probably really only like 5 years. After Divinity Original Sin 2, which is one of my favorite RPGs ever, they started working on Baldur's Gate 3. The main thing here is, number one, it's the Baldur's Gate franchise, which is beloved. Number two, they are using the Dungeons & Dragons 5e rule set to a T. So if you are a D&D nerd like I am, this gets you very excited because you are finally going to get the D&D-based game that we've all wanted to play, where it is very, very true to the rules of the game. Plus, it's Larian Studios. Plus, the campaign looks amazing. This game has everything I could want for a game that I haven't played yet. I mean, it's going to be great, right? But this is the one where it's like, I can't wait for August to get here because this is the game that I really, really want to play.
Since we have to play so many games for the podcast, Josh, how many months do you think it's going to take you to beat Baldur's Gate 3?
Well, we're deep diving at number one. So number one, we are deep diving this game. And number two, yeah, it's going to take a while.
Well, is he going to play it like Dead Island?
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, man, if I could, I would.
So this game releases in August, right? If memory serves.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're going to be able to cover it in 2023.
Oh, we're covering it, Paul.
It's going to be so hard to play it. We're going to have to put so much time.
Also, everybody be on the lookout for Baldur's Gate podcast. That's going to be coming to you soon in August.
Oh, very nice. All right. I like it, Josh. At least one of your picks was respectful and true to your inner being.
There you go.
All right, in the middle of round two, I am going to take Final Fantasy 16.
It was next on my list.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan's a Final Fantasy fan, so I felt like there's a chance he might have taken it. So I'm going to go Final Fantasy 16. It's a little bit of a soft boot in regards to combat. It's not going to be hardcore turn-based combat. It's much more action-forward. Completely gorgeous graphics. Everything about the latest trailers just speak epic in scale. I mean, I even said in one of our This Week in Gaming episodes, I think it's the best PlayStation state of play I've ever seen. I could not be more hyped for Final Fantasy 16, and I don't even like the series, so I'm going to go ahead and take that here.
I would have picked it, but I don't have a PlayStation 5. So. Did you see this trailer, Ryan?
You know, I heard you guys talking about it. I have yet to see it, but I definitely need to because it's been hyped up quite a bit, especially by you guys.
It's bananas, man. I instantly sent it to some friends and family. My sister is a big Final Fantasy fan as well, and I sent it to her, and she was like, "This looks incredible." And I was like, "Right? Like, yeah, it does."
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. And we've had so many bad PC ports this year. Since I have a PlayStation 5, it is almost a little bit of a benefit because at least I know it's going to run right. They only designed it for one system. So This is when sometimes the exclusivity works out. All right, Ryan, you get back-to-back picks. I think we got time for one pick and then we'll go to break. But what are you going to take here to round out round two?
So round two for me, I'm going on a pick that I have a good connection with in the last few years, especially with my son. I'm going to go with Spider-Man 2.
I love this pick because I know it's nowhere on Josh's radar. We have really ignored PlayStation exclusives here, but I want to hear more about it. What are you looking forward to with Spider-Man 2?
Especially, you know, the first one and then the with Miles Morales and everything. Me and my son, he's six. He loves that game, and he's no joke, probably played through because I taught him where to go for the mission, you know, on the map and everything. And he's probably played through 7 or 8 times. I'll give it to him and he'll just let him go. And he just runs right through the game, goes all the way through. And then I'll see him. He's at the end already. And I'm like, dude, what the heck? You know? And so he just absolutely loves it. He's super stoked for this one coming up. We love the gameplay. I mean, there's nothing better than you're just swinging through New York City and you can just do, you know, all those, even when you're not truly, you know, playing the game, you're just flipping around, you're going through, you're checking out the new moves, I can't tell you how many times I just climbed to the highest peak in the city and just looked around, and then you drop down and see how far you can fall before you just swing, and then you're back on the ground. So no, we love that game. I'm super excited for this coming up, and we're definitely gonna grab it.
I'm really glad you picked this, because Paul is right. I have zero interest. I've never played Spider-Man. I haven't had a PlayStation in a long time. I know that's crazy. I know people love the Spider-Man. It gets really, really good reviews. And then Spider-Man 2, like, if you ask a lot of people, that's up there for them. They're like, dude, I cannot wait for Spider-Man 2 to come out. And it's like, this is one of those games where I've paid zero attention to it because I just know I'm not going to be able to play it, you know? Yeah. And that's the thing, is it's like, I am legitimately tempted, and this says something, because I wasn't tempted, even with God of War Ragnarok, to buy a PS5. Like, legitimately, ooh, I just said, I'll just wait, I'll borrow it, you know, I'll borrow Paul's when he's done with it. But between Final Fantasy 16 and Spider-Man 2, which everybody is super hyped about and raves about the first one, it's like, dude, am I missing out on some, like, really, really good games because I just don't have a PS5?
The only thing is that it is almost like the Sony version of Zelda, in that it's a little more casual, it's a little more kid-friendly. They are not challenging games. So I don't know if it would necessarily appeal to you in that way, Josh, but I will say, there might be no greater mechanic in any game than swinging around as Spider-Man. You can't go wrong.
And they did it so well. Like, it's not clunky. It's super fluid. Even when you do the extra, you know, moves and flips and side spins, they just did such a good job on developing that. And like I said, it just, you know, it flows all the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take a short break, and we'll be right back. Okay, everybody, we are back. We are done drafting rounds 1 and 2. Going into round 3, Ryan, we are still on you. What's the next game off the board?
All right, baby, I'm back for one more pick. And because Josh likes to talk so much smack, he's gonna like this next pick. For number 3, I am going to go Street Fighter 6.
Oh,
Street Fighter.
All right. Is this a challenge? When you get Street Fighter 6, you let me know, and I'll come over and whoop you.
Bring it on, baby. Yeah. I'll be ready.
I didn't know you liked fighting games.
I love fighting games.
Absolutely. Now, what's the best fighting game? You're a Mortal Kombat guy with Paul, aren't you?
I'm a Mortal Kombat guy, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. No, I'm such a Mortal Kombat guy. Me and my buddy, we have a hockey... I have a play in a men's hockey league, and we got on the Mortal Kombat arcade game there, and we were getting in with, like, you know, the left, right, up. We did, like, the operator's hack to get into the control BIOS on the system, just messing around.
That is awesome.
It was pretty cool. We, like, cranked up the sound and did a bunch of other weird stuff to it, and then went and played our game.
All right, so Street Fighter 6. Is that game, like, in beta or something? I thought I heard some people were playing and testing it out.
They have a demo. It's coming out soon, okay. But they released a demo that you could play on, I think it was console first, and then the Steam demo just released a few days ago.
Have you been able to test it out, Ryan?
Yeah. I got the demo. You kind of start out in a little gym, and you get to kind of do some beginning fighting. But it looked pretty good so far. A little issues that I had, but overall, from what I played, I haven't played a ton, but I want to get more into it. But it was pretty good so far, but it was more of a saboteur pick for Josh, because I know he's a Street Fighter guy.
I like it and I respect it.
I actually played the demo the other day. Now, you only get one character. I don't know who this dude is. I had a little bit of frustration with the demo itself, but, I mean, it's Street Fighter. You can't mess up Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can be better with Mortal Kombat, but you can't screw up.
I know I'm old, but, man, Street Fighter 2 is better than Mortal Kombat.
I hear you. You're not alone, Josh. All right. Coming back to me, middle of round 3. I think I'm going to be somewhat strategic with this, because I think there's a better chance Josh might take it before it comes back to me. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to draft Lies of P.
Oh, you would.
Were you going to take it if I didn't?
Yes, I was.
All right. Then it's a good pick.
You're not the only person around here that's excited for Lies of P, Paul.
So this is like the very first game I thought of when at the beginning of this year we recorded our most anticipated games of the upcoming year. Lies of P to me is one that's still kind of like a little bit under the radar. And I think when this game finally releases, it's going to be incredibly successful. I love the fact that it's this weird dark take on Pinocchio. I love that it's a Souls-like game, but I don't think it's going to be quite as hard. I think this game is going to be what I wanted Steel Rising to be. I think it'll be better combat, a more interesting protagonist, but still set in that weird gothic France from a couple hundred years ago. I can't wait to play it, so I'm going to go ahead and say Lies of P is my pick.
Nice. It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Definitely. It's on here, and that's probably what I was going to take next, but I let my saboteur nature
take over.
Sometimes you
swing. You know, that's good, though. That's good.
All right. So, yeah, Lies of P off the board. All right, Josh, you get your last two picks to finish out your team.
All right. This one, here's what we're going to do, because I'm going to post these lists to social media and our Discord to let people vote on them, because I'm going, which I don't normally do, but I'm making picks from the heart tonight, guys.
Sure.
You know, yeah. And even though I know that Paul hates this game and he doesn't care about it at all. And Ryan, I don't know if you know this game or not, but Remnant 2, boys.
Okay.
Remnant from the Ashes. I have said it many, many a time. I did a quick take on it. I have touted it on this podcast many times, dude. That game is Dark Souls with guns. And if that sounds fun to you, then believe me, it is. And not only that, but it is co-op multiplayer up to three people. That was one of those surprise hits where I got this game, I tried it out, and I went, whoa, this game is phenomenal. And yes, Paul, before you jump in, I know the first level sucks, okay? Guess what, everybody? The first level sucks in Remnant. It does. I admit that. But the rest of the game and the boss fights, the mechanics, the weapons, everything else is just top-notch. And then here they come with Remnant 2 that is... what for all intents looks like it is just improving every aspect of this game. You have more classes, you have more abilities, the graphics are improved, the gameplay is improved. They've been showing it off. It's set to release in August. I absolutely cannot wait for Remnant 2. I love co-op shooters. I love Dark Souls type difficulty, which this is sure to have. I like builds and tech trees and all that stuff. It should have all of that, man. This game looks phenomenal.
Can't wait to not play it.
I know, Paul, but I'm not talking to you about this. I'm talking to all the gamers out there.
That's every way I want my game to start. Oh, this beginning is horrible.
The first level really sucks, man.
I was pressing up against that refund window.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, I either have to refund this now or I'm committed to paying for this game. And just those first like hour and a half, I was like, sorry, Josh, dude, I'm getting that refund.
I legitimately have gotten like three or four people to pick up Remnant and play it with me because I talk about this game. And out of those three to four people, all of them went, I don't really understand why you like this game so much. And then I always went, make it past the first level, guys. If you make it past the first level, it's great. And then like two of them did. And then they went, oh, this game's really good. The other two just bailed on me. Paul having to break the news where he was like, Josh,
I felt bad.
I don't really know how to tell you this, but, and I was like, oh, are we going to play Remnant tonight, Paul? And he's like, well, I refunded it. And I was like, no.
Yeah, I think the two times I probably broke your heart the most, Josh, was refunding Remnant 1 and The Division 2. Because I didn't stick around on that one either.
I tried to repress those memories, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Josh, your final pick. First pick of round 4. What are you taking?
Man, there's so many good games on this list. There's a game that's supposed to come out in 2023. So okay. I'm going to pick this one because I think it's going to come out this year. If it does, I am really, really interested in what this game can wind up being. Now, here's the kicker. We don't know a ton about it other than some minimal gameplay that we have seen, but that is enough to get me to say, if this game is done right, this game could be absolutely fantastic. And that is a little known game called Ark Raiders that we have covered on this show. And
okay.
It looks really good. It is an open world co-op shooter with these fantastic, just gigantic robots that are falling to the earth. You're blowing pieces off of it. Like, it's got this really cool vibe to the game. It's made by the old Battlefield devs, so I feel like they're going to get the shooting right and the mechanics right and all that stuff. I'm actually really secretly excited for Ark Raiders. The only caveat to this is I don't know if it's actually going to release in 2023. It says it is, so I hope so. In case you guys didn't notice, I'm a sucker for co-op shooters, man. Remnant 2, yeah, Ark Raiders. Yeah. It's like the whole Outriders and Anthem thing, man. Like, that was so much fun with friends when you get into these games together and all you want to do is just roll with your squad, take on these bosses. You're happy when your buddy gets good gear. You're excited. I love that. They're one of my favorite genres of games.
Sometimes you want to play co-op with your co-host on a podcast, but they beat it too fast. Like Dead Island 2.
I said I'm
we got
play,
one
Paul.
Session.
I didn't come in like, I was like, I'm max level, but I'll help you out with your piddly little quest, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I got left in the dust on that one. Oh, too good. All right. Ark Raiders. I will say that's one that I'm not like super anticipated for, but if this draft was the most color me intrigued games of 2023, that's to me, like, I want to see more before I get too hyped, but this one has a lot of potential for sure.
Yep.
All right, coming back to me, my last pick. I was hoping this one would fall to me. I'm going to take Counter-Strike 2. Comes out
really?
This summer. I don't know that I'll necessarily play it a whole lot. I will absolutely dabble in it, for sure. Counter-Strike's obviously a game that if you're going to play it, you have to play it a lot. Because if you don't, you're going to get smashed into dust. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about the follow-up to CSGO, one of the most successful games of all time, by far the biggest esports game. I mean, what's not to love? It's newer, it's improved, it looks better. I love that it's going to get a huge influx of new gamers, so I'll have a better chance. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, 11 million people still play it monthly. Like, that's an enormous amount of players.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, lock it in, Counter-Strike 2.
I want to play Counter-Strike with Paul. Like, I have played many a shooter.
I'm gonna
with
get
Paul.
Whiny.
And that's why I like if I were ever to place my money on a game that I will witness Paul rage quit.
Oh,
it would be Counter-Strike 2, where it's just like, okay, they're coming B, they're pushing B, and then I just hear Paul go, "Just that's it, I'm done," and then he just tosses his headset off, and it's just Paul has left the game.
Yep, deagle to the face, and he'd be out for sure.
It'd be a lot of head shaking. I can promise you that. All right, and then last pick of the draft. Ryan, you get the honors. You get the first and the last pick. How are we going to round this one out?
Oh, lucky, lucky me. What I'm going to go with my last pick is a game that I've been looking into. The trailer is what really blew me away. It just looked like my type of game. Super kind of action-packed, a lot of kind of explosions, a lot of fun. I'm going to go with Redfall.
Oh, Redfall! Okay.
All yeah, right. Right around the corner.
Yeah, no, it's coming out. Yeah, May 2nd is
out when this episode releases. So yeah, it's already in the wild.
Yeah, so it'll be ready to rock. Yeah, no, the trailers were really sold me. It just the way, you know, all the attachments, everything they had, it looked like a real good looking game that would just draw me in and just be fun. So that's where I'm going for sure.
You let me know, Ryan, because we have slandered Redfall on the show. But I have said I am very hopeful that this game winds up being fun. And again, co-op shooter, I love them. Yep. Count me in. Unless the reviews just absolutely suck, this is one of those ones where it's like secretly I might just pick this up and not tell anybody and play it because it's like, you know. But I want it to be a good game, and I'm with you in that if they can pull it off, I think it could be one of those, like, I don't want to say dark horse because it is a big game release.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, I think nobody's really expecting it to be very good. So if it winds up being good, I would love that, man.
Oh, for sure. Well, and that's what I know, like the same thing as you're picking, like with the co-op shooters, I feel like I'm just always just chasing that feeling, you know, that co-op land just sitting in the couch and all your buddies, you're all playing this campaign together. And that's what, you always try to find that feeling again. And when you get it, you know, you're just like, yes. And you just want more, you know? So that's definitely, what draws me in.
Chasing that Halo Combat Evolved first time you played it through the campaign co-op, right? Yeah. That's what you're shooting
for. Yeah, in your living room with two Xboxes.
Yep. All right, well, before we summarize all of the teams here, we do want to let everyone out there know that we have a Patreon page that we would love you to go check out. Our show is almost entirely funded by our listeners, so if you want to sign up, support starts at $5 a month. You can head over to multiplayersquad.com to see what you can do. And if you do sign up, we're going to give you bonus episodes that release twice a month. You are going to get a shout out on the show. You get all the episodes ad free and a day early. So we really try to make it worth your money. We really do appreciate all the support from you guys. So go check that out at multiplayersquad.com. All right. To summarize up what we have drafted here, Ryan, your four game team is Diablo 4, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Street Fighter 6, and Redfall.
What a team.
My team is Starfield, Final Fantasy 16, Lies of P, and Counter-Strike 2. Josh has Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Baldur's Gate 3, Remnant 2, and Ark Raiders. So, Josh, you're going to post those as full teams, and people can go vote on who they think drafted the overall best team.
Because
we're going to crown the individual game as a winner, but we also want to hear what people think about our overall teams.
Yep. Yeah, tell us who you think drafted the best team, regardless of who the winner of this tournament winds up being. But like, hey, this guy, these four games are the four that I'm thinking are the ones I'm most excited about as well.
Yep. All right, so let's go ahead and start our bracket here. Let's figure out which of these 12, which of these 12 games is the most anticipated. Starting off, round one, match one, we have Diablo 4 versus Counter-Strike 2.
Ooh.
I thought Counter-Strike might have a puncher's chance, but that is a rough matchup.
That's a rough matchup, man.
Sorry, Paul.
All right.
I'm just going to make this a quick one. Diablo 4.
Yeah.
I will say that I would love to get back into Counter-Strike for a little bit just to see if I still got it. I know I probably don't, and that'll be a tough old man moment for me, but I'm going to give it a heck of a shot.
Oh my gosh, yeah. My little brother got real big into Counter-Strike, big enough that he got me a VAC ban on my Steam account a while back. Yeah. But I had to get a new one. But I played so much Counter-Strike and Day of Defeat back in the day. We would go to the little, you know, internet cafe down the street, you know, and we just all just played LAN, play together and Day of Defeat, call it Counter-Strike, just hours and hours and hours after school and junior high and high school. And so I'm really looking forward to this one. It should be really, really good. And no, it sucks to go out right away. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, I'm sad for Counter-Strike 2. I think that I thought it might get into round two, but it's not going to beat Diablo 4. All right, round one, match two, Starfield versus Ark Raiders.
Oh,
sorry, nice. Josh.
Have you guys giant robots, guys? You can blow the legs off of a giant spider-looking robot.
You sure can.
That's pretty neat.
Let me guess. You want a 100-hour space RPG that's probably going to be one of the more memorable games in the last 10 years, huh?
No, listen. You're going to get Starfield, and you're going to get Starfield re-release 1, re-release 2, re-release 8. You know, it's just going to continue on. So you got a lot to look forward to.
I got to go with Starfield. I'm not.
Got to maintain a certain level of integrity.
Darn it.
All right. Round one, match three, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom versus Redfall. This is an uphill battle for you, Ryan. You know how me and Josh already feel.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say, do you have any closing remarks for Redfall?
It's not Zelda. Which will maybe make some people mad, but no, I think I'd have to go. It's just, you know, luck of the draw, like with Counter-Strike, you know. It's Zelda's obviously the clear winner in that one, but I do definitely, I'm looking forward to Redfall, and I'm excited, you know, for when it comes out, and I'll definitely be playing it, but yeah, Zelda's a clear winner here for sure.
Yeah, we'll give that one to Zelda.
Here's the funny thing on this. About 6 months ago, if you had asked I would have picked Redfall in a heartbeat. Legitimately, yeah. I would have. I would have said, oh, yeah, Tears of the Kingdom. It's just more Breath of the Wild. Redfall, man. Then this game looks good. And then Redfall doesn't know how to make a trailer. So, and Tears of the Kingdom does.
Apparently. I love the trailer. I loved it.
It's had some ups and downs.
I'm sure.
I feel a little bit of vampire fatigue. I don't know if that's just me, but ever since V Rising.
What other vampire game have you played lately?
Well, V Rising? The last was V Rising.
That was like a year ago.
It's still too much vampire. I just prefer zombies. I'll play any zombie game you throw at me, but if it's vampires, I don't know. I just kind of get a little zombies. Sick of it.
Yeah. See, I get zombie fatigue. Although, I don't know, after slaughtering 80 gajillion zombies in Dead Island 2, I don't know. They're still fun to just dismember, man.
Paul personally knows how I feel about zombies from original Resident Evil 4.
Oh, sure. For sure. Those are some of my favorite gaming moments. Ryan screaming out of fear playing Resident Evil 4 on GameCube.
Jump scares will get me for sure.
Yeah. All right, we are now in the second half of round one. We have Baldur's Gate 3 versus Lies of P.
I'm fighting for Baldur's Gate 3 all day, Paul.
I'm fighting for Lies of P.
All day. No. Dude, I will tell you what, man. Baldur's Gate. So I posted a poll to Twitter that said, what is your most anticipated game? And multiple people said Baldur's Gate 3 is the true answer to this question. Nobody said Lies of P. Nobody.
To be fair, Baldur's Gate has that really hardcore cult following where if you're a Baldur's Gate fan, then of course it's number one on your list. If you're an average gamer, I don't know if Baldur's Gate 3 is even on your radar.
Paul, what you meant to say is that not the Baldur's Gate people, but the RPG people.
Sure.
So those people out there in the world that like RPGs, which we know that's a small amount of people that exist, those are the ones that are looking forward to having Baldur's Gate 3 because it is going to be a phenomenal RPG that millions of people are going to want to play.
All right, Ryan, you get to be the
you're
going to
put this on me.
You're the judge. It goes this is my pick and Paul's pick. So.
You put this evil on me.
I won't cry. Either of them is a good pick.
No, either is a good pick. Here's the deal. I think Lies of P is going to be that game where maybe not a lot of people are going to play it, but when you recommend it to them and they go and they play it, they're going to be like, that was amazing. That was an awesome game. It was cool. It was a different twist. It was dark. It was something that I really got into and delved into. I think Baldur's Gate is going to be that one that really just kind of hits and takes off. It's going to be great. It's going to have that big following. It's going to have those people that are just hardcore dedicated to it. So for me, I'm gonna have to, sorry, Paul, go with Baldur's Gate.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Victory. Nothing else
both
matters.
Were great. They were great.
Tournament over, boys.
I'll hold my tears for later.
I will say this. Okay, let's predict ratings for Baldur's Gate 3 when it releases and the reviews start coming out. I'm calling it right now. 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 for Baldur's Gate 3. Lies of P. 8. 7 or 8.
Ooh, 7 would be low.
I'm not saying I want that to happen, but yeah. I think it's just people are going to go, the combat's fun, it's a neat premise, but whatever, and they're going to give it that safe rating, whereas I think Baldur's Gate 3 is going to come in, people are going to be like, this game is epic.
I have a feeling Baldur's Gate will end up like a 9, and I think Lies of P will be an 8.5. I think they'll be pretty close to each other. I think they'll both be very good.
But you do admit that Baldur's Gate is going to get better. Okay, gotcha.
Be a game that critics like more than gamers. That's what I'm saying. Critics will love it. All right, now it's a matchup of the 30-year-old franchises. We've got Final Fantasy 16 versus Street Fighter 6. Wow, these franchises are just as old as me and Ryan are.
Now, here's my problem, because I'm the judge on this one, and I love Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And I used to love Final Fantasy way back in the day, and then I said, I'm getting kind of tired. I haven't played a Final Fantasy game since the re-release of Final Fantasy VII, the remake.
Well, there's only like 100 of them, so...
I know, right? And then... I saw the trailer for Final Fantasy 16 and I played mm-hmm. the demo for Street Fighter 6. And honestly, that's what's going to sway me. I'm going to Final Fantasy 16 because it pains me. There's a little part of my soul right now that is like dying because it's like, but Street Fighter, man. And I'm going like, yeah, I know. But Final Fantasy 16 looks like a game that is meant to be released in like 2025 that somehow got done early and is releasing in 2023. It looks like a technological marvel. It looks incredible. And Street Fighter, I love the franchise, but I'm not sure that Street Fighter is like a game that I would play a lot anymore, unfortunately. So I'm picking Final Fantasy 16, but it hurts a little bit.
Oh my word.
I'm sorry,
it's,
Ryan.
It's the pick though.
I was counting on you, man. Right,
I feel and I feel kind of dirty now, man. Like I'm betraying my roots here.
No more Hadoukens for you. You're cut off.
All right. Well, we're going to take our last break of the episode and we'll be right back and finish this up. All right. We are back. Last matchup of round one. We've got Marvel's Spider-Man 2 versus Remnant 2. Battle of the sequels.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try, Josh. I'm just saying, look, Spider-Man's nothing the right else, pick. Look into Remnant 2 for me. If you want to come play with me, just hop in our Discord server. The link's in the episode description and let me know because I need good friends to play this game with me.
So one thing that I think is very funny, like for a little bit of behind the scenes podcasting, when Josh and I record This Week in Gaming, we will just add links to articles in a Google Doc and we just mark them with our first initial if we want to cover it. And last time for our This Week in Gaming, there was the Remnant 2 handler reveal trailer, and I put it in the document knowing full well there is no way we're going to cover it.
Jerk.
But I, just in case you didn't know about it, Josh, I was going to put it in there.
Oh, I knew about it. I knew. And you didn't mark it, and I did, nope. Paul. And then you were like, well, we're not going to have time to cover Remnant, so we'll have to cover these stories instead. And I just went, yeah, I know.
Yeah, just put it in there to get you your hopes up that maybe we'd talk about Remnant. All right, here's where things generally go a little bit quicker, and I'm hoping we'll have time for some honorable mentions that didn't get brought up. We are now into round two. Oh my goodness, guys, all these matchups are fantastic.
Bunch of bangers.
Diablo 4 versus Final Fantasy 16.
Ooh.
Like that could be those could really be like the two best games of the year. Very possible. It's
1 and 1A for sure.
We are more Diablo friendly.
I will say, I think I'm going to pick Diablo 4 to just, that's my choice. I will say that I am strangely excited for Final Fantasy 16. And again, I didn't know this game even existed like 2 weeks ago. But I have never had a trailer just grab me like that game's trailer did, or the state of play. I mean, that is 20 minutes of gameplay where I was like, dude, I'm in. Like, I am in. I'm considering spending $500 on a PS5 just so I can play this game, man.
Do it.
But all that said, Diablo 4, I'm so stoked for that game. I have been so starved for, like, a good friend multiplayer game, too. And so that... I'm more hopeful that just all of our friends come back to multiplayer gaming and we all like hop into Diablo 4 together than I am hopeful that like Diablo 4 is just going to be a great game like in and of its own. Like I just want that friend group to have something to do. So for me, it's Diablo 4.
The only thing I'll say is, would either of you be shocked if Final Fantasy 16 ends up winning Game of the Year?
No.
No, not at all.
It wouldn't shock me in the least. No. It's... These are just a killer's row of games. All right, round two, match two, Starfield versus Baldur's Gate 3.
Ooh.
Are these like your legit top two most anticipated, Josh?
These are, yeah. You're asking me to pick between this my children
Sophie's
here,
choice.
Guys. I'm staying out of this one. I know the winner. I know the right winner on this one. There's
nine out of ten people.
I know it is. And I'm super hyped for Starfield. My desire to win this draft can't overcome what I really hope Starfield winds up being.
Would you be shocked if Starfield sucks?
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't be shocked if it sucks.
It could go either way. I will say, I don't think the game is going to suck. I'm worried that it's going to be a buggy, just hot, hot mess for like the first month. And then they'll get it to where it's like, okay, sorry about that, guys, but we didn't want to delay it anymore. We finally got it semi-playable now, and then it's going to be like, okay.
You can't be shocked when that's expected.
I mean, this is Bethesda we're talking about.
It's Bethesda. What are you? That's par for the course right there. You know?
I know.
Don't bet against the pattern, right? Wait for them to break it first.
Through it, and you wait for the modders to crisp it up and make it nice, and then boom, then you're good to go.
What's the last really good space game we had? Mass Effect? I mean, you can say No Man's Sky, but it's kind of like, that's a sandboxy type game. Like, actual incredible space RPG. I mean, it's got to be Mass Effect, dude. Mass Effect 2, probably, to be honest. Like, 3 was okay, but then Andromeda was a mess, and 3 was okay. Like, I mean, no. I don't know when Mass Effect 2 came out, but it's been a long time. So, I'm also very hungry for space.
Oh, me too. That's what I was going to say. That's why I'm jonesing so bad for a really good space game. You know, like, I'm a bit of an astronomy nerd and stuff. So, like, something like that coming in and just being able to just get out there and into the depths of space and all that stuff again. You know,
discovering planets.
Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm so excited for it.
The Dead Space remake, if that counts, that would be up there.
That doesn't count. You're in a spaceship, but you're not
in
space.
Yeah, it's not really a space game.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Everspace 2, didn't you pick that one up, Josh?
I did, and it was a lot of fun, but that's not the same itch.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Mass Effect is the right answer. I mean, you know, I love those, so. Yeah, Mass Effect 3 is fantastic other than the ending. So, yeah, whether you go 2 or 3, they're both so good.
Please don't disappoint us, Starfield. Please don't.
All right, round 2, match 3. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom versus Marvel Spider-Man 2. Boy, that matchup couldn't have worked out better. I love it.
For me.
Tears of the Kingdom, the answer is Zelda.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
It has to. Yeah. I'm sorry,
Ryan. I'm on the Tears of the Kingdom hype train. Choo-choo, baby, because I am all about it now, and I'm not shy to say it. That game's going to be great.
It is.
Also, won't beat it, but I'll play it a lot.
You won't? I'll beat this one for sure. I kind of hate when drafts work out this way, but we do have the first three games drafted as the three games in the finals. So we are now left with Diablo 4, Starfield, and Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Oh, so here's where we just match them up 1v1 and see who the overall winner is.
Guys.
This is a hard pick.
This is real hard.
I will say I think one of these games is going to be better than the others, but I think one has that hype level around it.
Okay. Well, first matchup, let's go with Starfield versus Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Well, that's the finals right there for me.
That's the finals for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know, man. All these games are great. Can you pick between one of these three?
I can't even tell you guys how hard of a time I had to come up with these games, because I'm looking through and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many good games. What am I going to do? Which ones am I going to pick? Where am I going to categorize these and prioritize them and trying to look through them all? And yeah, it's, you know, you obviously have your top tier, and these are just great games that you know are going to be great.
I'm going to say Starfield. That's my choice, because I know Zelda is going to be great, but I have more anticipation for what I hope Starfield can be than what I hope Tears of the Kingdom can be. I know what Tears of the Kingdom is going to be, and it's going to be great, right? It's going to be an incredible video game, but for me, Starfield has all the potential in the world. They're probably going to fail on it. I'm not saying that they're not going to botch this, you know what I mean? But for an anticipated game for me, it's Starfield.
See, that's almost exactly what I was going to say. Zelda is almost guaranteed to be the better game, but we know exactly what it is. Yep. When Zelda releases, there will not be any surprises. Starfield, on the other hand, has such a high ceiling, but such a low basement. There's almost a little bit of, it's going to be too hyped because it's new, and we don't know It's almost like, to make a sports analogy, when a team trades for that backup quarterback that played two amazing games, and it's like, man, maybe they could be a starting quarterback, and you end up trading a lot to get them, and it turns out they just kind of suck. There's almost a little bit of that unknown factor that you can talk yourself into, but I agree. I think Starfield is more anticipated than Zelda, but these are neck and neck.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm definitely with you guys. I'm definitely a Bethesda fanboy. So, Starfield all the way for me. But yeah, it's Zelda's gonna be great. You know, it's gonna have all the amazing things that it always has, and they're gonna try to do something a little bit different each time. But Starfield, you know, from everything we've all seen, like it's something that could be really different and really amazing. So yeah, I'm in for sure on Starfield.
Could be transcendent. We'll just have to wait and see.
I hope so.
All right, next matchup, Diablo 4 versus Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, God, why do we do this to ourselves, man?
I know.
Why?
Two out of the three of us are disappointed every time.
That's why we're doing the best team poll. Then we can just like, all right, well, okay, my team was good at least.
Yeah. You can always fall back on that. Man.
But you know where I'm going.
I'm going to say Diablo 4, dude.
Yes.
I know there's Zelda, and my nephew, Nathan, I'm sorry. I'm just going to apologize right now. I'm sorry, Nate. I know how excited you are for this. I'm excited too. But I have more excitement for Diablo 4 than I do for Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah, could Diablo wind up being a grindy, just, oh man, not another fetch quest or dungeon that I have to, like, I do feel like it could get repetitive, like, somewhat quickly. But that first run through of Diablo 4, like all the way through and building out your character and getting, I think that is going to be more adrenaline and excitement for me than like Tears of the Kingdom will be. I'm going to love Tears of the Kingdom, but Diablo is going to be that adrenaline rush that I love more.
I hear you. All right, so our final matchup. This will determine the winner because Zelda is now out with the bronze medal. Now duking it out in our finals, we have Diablo 4 versus Starfield.
Ooh.
No wrong answers.
I'm like regretting my first pick now all of a sudden.
Right?
I don't even know which one, because to me, they're like equally anticipated. Yeah, it's a hard decision.
I am so beyond excited for both of these games. Oh my goodness. This is tough.
Who's going to vote first?
I'm going to
take... Nose Ghost, not it.
I think... Man, this episode could sound so stupid like 4 months from now.
I know.
Like, I'm going to say...
You said Starfield was your number one.
I am going to go with that because it really is. It's the potential, man. Diablo is going to be great. We played the beta. Yeah. I had a blast in the beta, man. And that was such a small snippet that I knew was going to get wiped out too, you know, but, and you can't play Starfield with friends, you know, but it's just that potential that Starfield has to be the next Witcher 3, right? Or the next Red Dead 2, like, or God of War. Like, that's what that in my brain, that's how I hope Starfield is going to wind up being. And boy, could I be wrong, but just the chance of that gets me excited, man. So I'm going with the potential and the chance of Starfield being the next epic game. But Diablo 4 is really close.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No, I'm having a hard time with this. Paul, what are you doing?
It's like, do you vote against your pick and losing the tournament?
That's what I'm having a hard time doing right now.
So here's the thing. Diablo 4 almost assuredly will be the better game. But we're saying anticipated. No one makes more anticipated games than Bethesda because they promise the world. They don't deliver on what they say, but they know how to get the train rolling. And once it's rolling, you can't stop it. Everyone's anticipating Starfield. I think that is the winner, but I don't think it should be, if that makes sense. This is the Todd Howard machine.
No, and that it makes complete sense. I know, man. And that's why there's that part of me that goes like, is that the right choice? I don't know.
No, for sure. I mean, I'm sitting here and I picked Diablo and I'm like, oh man, I kind of really like Starfield. Like, oh what do I do? You know? And so,
all right, here's the question. You have Starfield icon on your desktop. You have Diablo 4 icon on your desktop, ready to go. Which one are you clicking?
Starfield.
Starfield for me, because yeah. I want to yeah. see. I want to yeah. see, right?
Yeah. I might close it right away, but I'm clicking it first.
Exactly, right? Like, 2 days later, I'll be like, this game sucks, you know? But if they're side by side and I could click it right this second, I'm clicking Starfield.
I would too.
No, I as weird as it is, you know, and that's, I was up in the air. These were one and one for me. But to go against your own pick is crazy, but that's kind of where I am, you know.
Like, it's happened before.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited for Starfield. Like, I can't even explain. Like, it's definitely one, you know, I see that there. I'm like, what I'm going to do is look, how much time do I have? Cause I'm going to be up till 4 a.m. to play this game, you know, just wandering around doing whatever you do in a Bethesda game after you, you know, take care of the bugs and the glitches, you know.
Dude, when Starfield reviews start coming out, if we're seeing like sevens, do you know how sad I'm gonna be?
I'm gonna be really sad.
I'm gonna be so
sad. And then
I'm
just gonna play more Baldur's Gate 3 since it comes out a week before.
All right, so before we close this episode out, are there any honorable mentions you feel like we gotta bring up that are being left?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to
run
down.
There's some big ones.
I'm going to run down my list. Hollow Knight Silksong.
Oh, that was mine.
Dude, that game, I hope it's better than the first Hollow Knight. If it is, oh my goodness. Aliens Dark Descent. Paul, you got me excited for that one.
On my short list.
I don't think it's going to win any awards, but I am actually pretty hyped for that. Pacific Drive.
Get out of here.
Come on, man. Pacific Drive.
It's fine.
Witchfire. I'm actually kind of hyped about Witchfire now,
for
too.
Sure.
I've got a lot Witchfire on my list, but I don't want to steal all yours, so I'll let somebody else go. And if you don't mention it, we'll come back.
Do you have any others, Ryan, or was it mostly just Hollow Knight?
I had Hollow Knight, but I also had the RoboCop Rogue City.
Yeah,
That looks pretty cool, and it's actually the voice actor Peter Wellers. Yeah, Peter Wellers. Yeah,
he's the real dude
from the first and second. Like, he's voice acting in the game, and you see the playthrough and everything in the gameplay, and it actually looks pretty cool. So I was kind of excited about that. For
it
sure.
feels like RoboCop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but they did it. Man.
Well, they had those rectangles like yeah. closing in. It's like beep 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 beep. You know, and so it's, you feel like you're actually the computer. You're, you know, you're processing it. Do 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 do, and then boom, you blow the guy into bits. You know.
Yeah.
So,
I love RoboCop.
That. Oh, absolutely.
The first RoboCop's so good.
Oh, it's so good. So bad and so good.
Yeah, it's like the best B movie ever made, like legit. A couple other honorable mentions on my list. Payday 3, you guys know I love a good heist. I don't know if it really counts, but Shadow of the Erdtree is probably coming out at the end of this year, and that's an expansion to Elden Ring. X-Defiant will most likely come out this year as well.
That's a good one. I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah, a couple others. Assassin's Creed Mirage. That's a little bit of a shift in the Assassin's Creed games. I'm really curious.
Believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Hades 2. I thought Hades 2 might get taken.
Oh, that's early access this year. That'll
come out this year as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Skull and Bones. No one's taken.
No, you dirty. Take that back.
That's all I had. Any others to throw in there, Josh?
I did. I had Exoprimal, which is the dinosaur PvEvP game. Atlas Fallen, the sand-based game that looks like maybe what Forspoken should have been.
Anakin's Nightmare.
Yeah. System Shock Remake. If you're an old school gamer like me, the old System Shock, they're remaking it. It looks very true by the original developers and everything. And then Under the Waves. I thought that game, remember we talked about Under the Waves,
which narrative.
Is like the, yeah. And yeah. I thought that game looked really good as well. So that's the end of my list.
Okay.
Oh and like Endless Dungeon. I think Endless Dungeon looks like it could be a lot of fun.
So do you guys think there's a chance this could go down as the greatest year ever for games?
Dude, if Starfield lands, Tears of the Kingdom is everything people think it's going to be, Baldur's Gate is everything I hope it's going to be, plus all of these other games like Hollow Knight Silksong, Lies of P. I mean, 2023 could be the next like the best game, best year for gaming.
Oh, it's definitely, there's a good grip of games that are coming out, and you forgot Spider-Man 2, just so you know.
Oh!
Yeah. I know you haven't played it, but...
Says the guy that doesn't have the PS5s.
Yeah. There's a real good chance that our Game of the Year nominees for the Game Awards could be Zelda, Diablo 4, Starfield, Final Fantasy 16, Hogwarts Legacy, and Resident Evil 4.
Oh my gosh.
Insane, like, dude. Insane.
Any of those could win any other year. They're just all going to end up going against each other.
Yeah,
What a year, man. It's great.
It's like those years in the 90s when, you know, you had all these crazy movies coming out, you know, when they had like Saving Private Ryan and Titanic Forrest Gump. All those movies all matched up in like the same years and then, you know, the late 90s. It's just, it's just one of those years where everything kind of lined up where you got a just ton of crazy good games.
Yeah, it's such a great year, man. This is one of those best problems where there's just so much good stuff to play. Yeah,
good, like, problem to have.
We're racing to finish deep dive games because the next deep dive game is already releasing. And it's like we're constantly trying to keep up with the pace because there's just so much. All right. Well, that does wrap up today's show. We want to say thank you so much to everyone out there for listening. Please remember to visit multiplayersquad.com to check out support options on Patreon and make sure to toss us a follow on socials everywhere at Multiplayer Pod. We hope that you guys will come back. We have episodes every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. And until next time, happy gaming.
Well, it was a pleasure to guest host and see you later.
All right. See you, everybody.